Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Previously on Celeritas.
I think it's another handprint box on a completely overgrown wall. Does that mean...
What, get in there? These are escape pods? I'm gonna be shot out of that tube? And then what? To where? Are you kidding?
No way. Hi, Bingo Bear.
I'm in an escape pod. It's filling with liquid.
This is suicide, Owen. Do you know how these things work? Herman, end this now!
What happened? Herman! Herman! Did it break?
How am I in a forest? Am I home?
And now, Celeritas, Episode 11.
Pot anymore.
I don't want to be in here. I don't want to be in here. I don't want to be in here.
Ow, stop.
What the fuck is this?
It's a first aid kit. That's what I needed. Swab.
Oh. Hello. Skull and crossbones. Cyanide? Yeah. Yeah, that's maybe what we do. Maybe tomorrow. Sorry, Bingo.
Magnesium Film presents Celeritas, Episode 11, After the show, join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at SolaritasPod.com.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
We're still here.
Owen, it would be crazy if you heard this, because it meant you actually survived. Not great odds.
Thanks.
Bring this to Neptune. The moon must fall.
What? Bring what? Oh no.
Is this metal ball a bomb, Herman? Jesus Christ!
Bingo. God damn it. All right, let's go, Bingo. Into the med pack. Must fall. What's that supposed to mean, Herman? Maybe the ball isn't a bomb. Shit.
Is it counting down? Or just like scamping?
Fine. Fuck it. Let's take it for a walk. Always overcast here. How am I supposed to find Neptune? I thought it took weeks to die of starvation. How long has it been? Nothing but mushrooms here anyway. Let's find a goodbye spot, Bingo. Getting back in that pod. Is that a cliff? Maybe there's some shelter.
Christ!
Wow. This cliff is... I can't even see the top. There's a cave. Carved into the cliff. Way too high. Stairs. Well, these are ancient, carved all the way up. This cliff, Bingo. Where does it end? Disappears in fog in every direction. That's higher than I thought.
What is this place? Is the Grand Canyon a rainforest now? Where did you send me, Herman? Shit! Where the fucking stairs go? Fuck you, Herman! Fuck you, Abby! You took everything from me! I'm glad you're all dead!
I hope the end was terrifying. Radiation poisoning. My hand melted. My organs replaced. I think that's enough.
But I have a first aid kit now!
And a fucking teddy bear. Stupid. See you around, Bingo. You live here now. Okay. It's time for the pills. What the hell is that? Statue. The size of a skyscraper. Towering over the forest. Poseidon. All these benches. Facing the statue. Your Roman name is Neptune. I think I have something for you. But there's no way down. Starvation sucks. Sorry about your delivery, Herman. Just gonna be another pile of bones in a cave. God, those mushrooms are everywhere. Mushrooms taste like mold. Oh, God. Oh, God. That cyanide at least tastes better. The floor's really warm.
Bingo made you a card.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Bingo. Is that me?
Yes.
And what's that? Clementine loves you, even though you have stinky farts. That's nice that Mommy helped you write that.
No, I want Bingo Bear!
I'm sure we'll find him tomorrow, Clem. But look, you've got Kitty. He'll keep you safe tonight.
No! No, 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 no.
No way, Clem.
You have to.
Honey, I can't take Bingo Bear from you. I'm gonna be gone for a long time, little seahorse.
But when Bingo's with you, I know you're safe.
Oh, honey. Bingo. God damn it.
Where'd you go, buddy? I'm sorry I threw you away. It's pretty dark back here, bud. Where'd you go? What?
What?
Oh, no. Those kinds of mushrooms. I was trading one insanity for another.
Bingo.
Splashing sound waves. Like a tide. Flowing up. There's markings in the floor. Carved channels. Guiding rivers of sound. Coming from deeper in the cave.
Bingo!
The carvings keep going back into the dark, like a braille path. I can't see anything. Just swirling darkness. It's getting steeper. There's a wall. The path stopped. Wait, a crawl space. Please don't tell me. I mean, anyone could not crawl through the scary hole. Why is it so hot? It's getting pretty steep. It's slippery.
Yes, Bingo, I'm...
I took too much.
Why did you throw me away?
I'm sorry.
Clementine said bye-bye to me, so you wouldn't be lonely.
I know. I'm coming to get you, okay? Just stay where you are.
Why did you leave?
I had to. I thought it would help her.
You're not telling the truth.
Okay, Bingo Bear.
You knew it wouldn't work.
Bingo?
Scary.
It's okay. At least it means we're in a gravity well.
In compressed space.
Where life happens.
Like standing on a star. Saved by a thin shell of rock.
Sometimes I just wish it would crack. Let me fall in. Let me join the fire. Bingo. I got you, buddy.
Look! Light!
Oh my God. We're out. Back where we started.
Again!
Absolutely not. We need to get to the statue.
No, no more missions.
I think it might be important.
You always think it's important. It makes you not nice. One day, it will all be sucked into the sun. which will explode into nebula and then crush back in on itself into another sun.
Please, stop.
Exploding and collapsing over and over while spinning around the monster at the bottom of the galaxy. A beating heart for clawing the drain.
You're a really weird bear. No wonder Clementine couldn't sleep. But you're right. It's time to let go.
The sky is always overcast.
Why are you making a tower?
It's just to remember somebody. Clementine. The little girl that I knew. Even you probably forgot her. I don't know what day it is. I won't know when it's your birthday. Let's just say it's today, okay, Clem? Happy birthday, my amazing girl. I left my little girl. You probably never forgave me. You shouldn't forgive me. It's unforgivable. Chandra, I know that I gave up. I couldn't make her better. All our fights. The pressure was crushing me into molten metal, bending space. Escape felt like the only relief. But a parent doesn't get relief. Parent compresses the mass of pain into a stable inferno that holds everyone close so you can fall through time together. But I collapsed, exploded into emptiness. Hi. Not a giraffe. I think it's a giant deer.
Okay.
Hey.
I took way too much.
You need a shower.
Sean. This is what deer look like now?
What are you talking about?
It's just really tall.
Wait! What's happening?
I don't know!
Everything's going so fast!
Sean! Sean. That's...
I see the statue.
Base is the size of a house, covered in vines. Poseidon. Neptune. With a chain around a giant seahorse. The god of water. Pulled by fish-tailed horses.
A horse with a fish tail?
They were called the hippocampus. Wait. Hippocamp. Hippocamp is the smallest moon of Neptune. The seahorses is all time. There's something on Hippocamp. And now the moon must fall. That seahorse is directly above. This giant metal button, which activates something on Hippocamp? A weapon to destroy the machines.
Seems like a leap.
Maybe there's something on the statue.
Like a lever?
Or an injection.
A symbol. It's a capital G. With like a cat carved into its bar. Quantum gravity. There's another one. A brain with an arrow. Ascension. There's the hourglass. The technocene. And a seahorse. Holy shit.
And a handprint lock. Just like the doors on Venus.
Ready, Bingo?
Now!
I don't think anyone's been in there for a long time.
There's a giant chain going all the way up to the seahorse.
Look, a circle.
Oh no. At the base of the chain, there's a little housing the size of the ball.
The moon must fall. Good eye, Bingo.
Here we go.
Shit! Kilometers deep in a massive well with reflective walls. It's all in my head. Assembled from light waves, sound waves. Maybe it's wrong.
I don't need to know anymore. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I wasn't a very good father, Clementine. Maybe your consciousness is still out there. You're just not around to hear it.
Wait!
What?
Put it down!
It's a robot. Shaped like a person.
Drop the pills! Now!
You're a little late. I was just leaving. To find my daughter.
No! No! Cough it up! Cough it up!
Dad! No! Dad!
Celeritas, Episode 11, is produced by Magnesium Film and stars Alexander Adele as Owen Keating, Norma Jean as the Chandra Deer, Jacqueline Landgraf as the Android, Damon Alums as Herman, Penelope Adele as Clementine, and Paxton Adele as Bingo. Featured music, Individuation by Alluvium and performed by Matthew Cooper, Temple Ravine by Ochre, Ferber, Kett, and additional orchestration by To Dust We Return. Sound editing by Alexander Adele and Brad Colebrook. New episodes are released every few weeks. Follow this podcast for new episode alerts and join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at celeritaspod.com. Until then, embrace the emptiness.